This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. On February 14, many people will be celebrating, in one way or another, Valentine's Day. And they may not really think about the origin of that day. Today in this program, I'd like to shed some light on the true history of Valentine's Day. And you can do the same. You can just go to the internet and plug in history or pagan history, Valentine's Day, and you will get much information. For instance, here is the website of history.com telling you this. While some believe that Valentine's Day is celebrated in the middle of February to commemorate the anniversary of Valentine's death or burial, others claim that the Christian Church may have decided to place St. Valentine's feast day in the middle of February in an effort to Christianize the pagan celebration of Lupercalia. Celebrated at the Ides of February or February 15, Lupercalia was a fertility festival dedicated to Faunus, the Roman god of agriculture, as well as to the Roman founders Romulus and Remus. To begin the festival, members of the Luperci, an order of Roman priests, would gather at a sacred cave where the infants Romulus and Remus, the founders of Rome, were believed to have been cared for by a she-wolf or Lupa. The priests would sacrifice a goat for fertility and a dog for purification. They would then strip the goat's hide into strips, clip them into the sacrificial blood, and take to the streets, gently slapping both women and crop fields with the goat hide. Far from being fearful, Roman women welcomed the touch of the hides because it was believed to make them more fertile in the coming year. Later in the day, according to legend, all the young women in the city would place their names in a big urn. The city's bachelors would each choose a name and become paired for the year with his chosen woman. These matches often ended in marriage. Lupercalia, translated, means wolf festival. The Telegraph, that British paper, wrote on February 10, 2010, that in ancient Rome, 13, 14, and 15 February were celebrated as Lupercalia, a pagan fertility festival. This seems to be the basis for a celebration of love on this date. They point out that in about 197 AD, a Christian known as Valentine of Terni is martyred in the reign of Emperor Aurelian. According to legend, he died on 14 February, but that is likely a later embellishment. They go on to say that in about 289 AD, another Christian, Valentine of Rome, is martyred, this time under Emperor Claudius. Like his earlier namesake, Valentine of Rome is supposed to have died on February 14, but again, this is implausible. And I would add to that, absolutely, it's implausible that all these martyrs allegedly died on February 14. Obviously, February 14 had a different origin. Now, the paper goes on to say that in about 496 AD, the Pope Gelasius declared February 14 to be St. Valentine's Day, a Christian feast day. This is likely, notice carefully, to have been an if-you-can't-beat-them, join-them approach to the still popular pagan festival of Lupercalia. Close quote. Now, the Wikipedia encyclopedia shed some additional light on the true origin of St. Valentine's Day. It says that Lupercalia was a very ancient festival observed on February 13 through 15 to avert evil spirits and purify the city, releasing health and fertility. In Roman mythology, Lupercus is a god sometimes identified with the Roman god Faunus, who is the Roman equivalent of the Greek god Pan. Lupercus is the god of shepherds. And then the encyclopedia goes on to say that some authors claim that Gelasius replaced Lupercalia with a feast of the purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Some researchers have also claimed that the modern customs of St. Valentine's Day originate from Lupercalia customs. And from what we have seen and heard so far, this seems to be rather obvious that that is exactly what happened. Now, we have prepared a free booklet. Is that in the Bible, man's holidays and God's holy days? And there are certain holidays which man have come up with, which the Bible prohibits from celebrating. Now, of course, and there are God's holy days, which we should all celebrate, but most people don't. Now, in this booklet, we talk about some holidays, amongst others, Easter, Christmas, Halloween, New Year's Day, April's Fool's Day, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Thanksgiving Day, birthday celebrations, and Sunday celebrations. Now, that doesn't mean that all these things I've just mentioned Christians cannot do and must not do, but some they most certainly shouldn't, especially if those days are linked with the worship of pagan gods and goddesses. As we have seen, St. Valentine's Day really has that kind of an origin. Now, in our booklet, we talk about Valentine's Day, and we make the following observations. For instance, we quote some more sources, like the Encyclopedia Britannica, the 15th edition, which has this to say about Valentine's Day. St. Valentine's Day as a lover's festival and the modern tradition of sending Valentine cards, and you might also talk about giving flowers, sending chocolate, and so on. It says, they have no relation to the saints, but rather seem to be connected either with the Roman sexual fertility festival of the Lupercalia on February 15, or with the mating season of birds, which people felt that is the time when birds mate. The Encyclopedia Americana states that this pairing off was, of course, linked with sexual immorality. And then we point out in this booklet that Lupercus, the hunter of wolves, had a lot to do with that festival. Because we say that hordes of hungry wolves roamed outside of Rome when shepherds kept their flocks. The god Lupercus was said to watch over the shepherds and their flocks and keep them from the wolves. Every February, the Romans celebrated a feast called Lupercalia to honor Lupercus, so that no harm would come to the shepherds and their flocks. But you see, this Lupercus is just another name for certain gods, including Pan. And Pan is also known as the biblical idol Baal. Of course, the Bible has a lot to say about Baal, that sun god. And if you still go further back in history, you will find that the originator, so to speak, of the Baal mythology was none other than Nimrod. Now, Nimrod is known in the Bible as the hunter before the Lord, or actually against the Lord. He is mentioned in Genesis chapter 10. He is the one who was instrumental for the building of the Tower of Babel. He created, in that sense, Babylon, and he, of course, was also the one who built Nineveh. He was the first tyrant on the world scene. He was one who was opposed to the true God of the Bible. And putting it all together, we find that Lupercus was none other than Nimrod. And the Romans worshipped him, giving, of course, different names to those gods and those idols. And when we today, as true Christians, are involved in the celebration of St. Valentine's Day in any manner, shape, or form, we are actually participating in a pagan worship dedicated to the sun god Baal, the one who was allegedly born on December 25, the one who allegedly died on a Friday, who allegedly was resurrected on a Sunday, the one whose tree was associated with him, and this was a fir tree. Now, do you see the connection? Say, Easter, for instance, also is a fertility festival. And of course, it has nothing to do when you think in terms of the Easter hare or the Easter rabbit and the Easter eggs. What does it have to do with Jesus Christ? What does the Christmas tree, quote-unquote, have to do with Jesus Christ? Nothing. But what the Catholic Church did was to use those pagan festivals dedicated to those gods. The sun god Baal, the moon goddess Astarte, where the name Easter comes from, and placed it in connection with the worship of Jesus Christ, as the same happened with Valentine's Day. But you know, my friends, the Bible tells you that you should not worship your God in the way the pagans worshiped their gods. And we are being warned to worship God not in a way which is not pleasing to the one who has created you and who has created me. So if you want to know more about the origins and the customs, not just of St. Valentine's Day, but also of those other days like Christmas or Easter or Halloween, please read our free booklet about man's holidays and God's holy days. And in this booklet, it is free for the asking, you will also learn what holy days you should actually keep, what God expects of you to keep. Is it Sunday? Is it Christmas? Is it Easter? Or are there other days which God wants you to keep? You may be surprised to find out how you can really worship God in spirit and in the truth. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by the Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.